manhunt for the software millionaire suspected of murder. ABC's Matt Gutman is on the case in Belize. And Matt, you've been learning a lot more about John McAfee's compound and how close the police might be.
That's right, George. We're learning that sources are telling us that police are focusing their search on this island. And for all of McAfee's talk about hiding out at the bottom of boats and taxis, it is still possible that he is still in this estate behind me, bunkered down in a secret steel and concrete safe room.
This morning, it appears investigators may be closing in on John McAfee, the former antivirus software tycoon, being sought for questioning in his neighbor's murder. Late Tuesday, McAfee emailed Wired magazine saying rumors are rife of an imminent raid. And in yet another bizarre twist in this already baffling saga, sources now tell ABC News McAfee may never have left his house.
He could have picked a location that's very secure, the police don't know about.
In fact, ABC News has learned McAfee's compound features a concrete safe room. This photo, obtained exclusively by ABC News overnight, shows the bunker's steel gate. When we visited, the lights were on, but we saw no sign of McAfee. Police have been looking for McAfee since Saturday night, when his neighbor, American Greg Fall, was found shot in the back of his head in his home.
They actually need him to make the case. Specifically, they need him to talk.
Last month, Fall had complained to authorities about McAfee's armed security and his dogs. And while investigators have still not named him a suspect, McAfee has spent this week in hiding.
Okay.
Calling reporters to say he's not insane.
That's certainly innocent of the charges that are leveled against him in the press.
Last month, McAfee released this blog obtained by Gizmodo, alluding to his growing paranoia. He writes, "Perhaps it's a tale of paranoia in which innocuous events are misinterpreted by an unstable mind. My mind."
Now, McAfee told us that he's changing out his cell phones every few hours. He's even gone as far as querying an online message board, asking folks how long it takes for the cell phone company to triangulate a cell phone call and what the best way is to confuse the signal. He's even told us that we are being followed. We found no evidence of that at all. George?
Boy, it really feels like it's just a matter of time. Okay, Matt, thanks very much.